Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Honorable and respected elders and beloved brothers, some few weeks ago we had blasphemy against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Mubarak wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sometime before this, there was a mockery in cartoons of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this list goes on. We need to understand our response to all of this and how we can make the difference. But before we go there, just a little historical background with regards to abuse of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all would know the historical details that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the ayah of the Quran, wa anzir ashiratakal al-aqrabin. This was sometime after the verses of Iqra were revealed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam the responsibility to now disseminate and to transmit this message of Islam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands on Mount Safa. He calls the various tribes of Makkah Mukarrama, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about the fact that standing on this mountain, I have a view of the other side, or rather both the sides. The one side you cannot see. And if I say to you that there is an army about to attack you, would you believe me? Up to that point in time, they said, you are Al-Amin, you are As-Sadiq. But no sooner did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam speak about Akhirah, then Abu Lahab stood up with a stone in his hand and he threw it towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, Tabbat yadak, Ali hada jama'tana, may your hand be perished. In other words, may you perish. Is it because of this you have called us? Belittling the message of Allah was one thing, but an attack on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was something else. What goes through the hearts of the Sahaba that witnessed that band that had accepted Islam at that time? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded with Surah Lahab. We cannot go through all the details of the surah, but just the overview. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab. May the hand of Abu Lahab perish. The same words he used for Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The very same response comes from Allah, with a greater magnitude of power and might. Watab. And Allah Ta'ala said, his hand is perished. In the books of Allah, Allah had written the destruction of Abu Lahab. ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. He would often say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would speak about our belief, our aqidah of akhirah, that my wealth, my children, they will be of avail to me. Allah Ta'ala said his wealth and his children will not be of avail to him. History bears testimony to the fact that that children and that wealth that he had pinned his hopes upon, the situation at the time when he had to leave this world, he had developed a skin disease, like what we would call smallpox or chickenpox, a kind of pox, that began to disseminate a smell, a stench that could not be tolerated by his own wife and his own children. That wife and children that he had hope that will be of avail on the day of Qiyamah, they showed him his fate in this own world, that now they had taken his body out of the house. He had to vacate that house that was his. They were living with him, and they took his body and they placed it on the hillocks of Makkah. And even worse than that, they had forgotten about their father. They totally forgot about him. A group of travelers entering Makkah Mukarrama, they got this stench of a corpse, and they alerted the people of Makkah that there is this corpse that is smelling in this mountain, in this valley. Somebody needs to check. The children then recalled that we had taken our father Abu Lahab and thrown him out of his house. But that was not sufficient. They didn't even go to the site to see his body. They called upon their slaves, who then went. They couldn't take the stench. By means of some sticks and some rods, they dug a hole and they pushed the body of Abu Lahab into the ground. They didn't care to bury him. They took boulders and threw it upon him, and that was the end of Abu Lahab. Brothers and friends, he was the first person to have launched an attack on our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and such was the precedence that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala set till the day of Qiyamah. However, we find Allama Alusi rahimahumullah discussing other instances and other incidents when people attempted to injure the physical body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the integrity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One such incident we find that same Al-Amin and As-Sadiq, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is sitting in the haram of Makkah. He is reciting Quran, which was audible. This could not be tolerated by the Quraysh of Makkah. A band of people decided to sneak behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that they may physically assault him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making tilawat. On the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself retaliates. The retaliation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was simple. Allah ta'ala caused a paralysis from the neck downwards. And secondly, they had become blind. When this happened, they were unable to continue their mission of hurting or harming Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thinking that he is unaware of the incident. And they say to him that you are our relative. We are family, we one. Our whole life we'll fight with somebody, but when we've got trouble, then we are one. So in the name of family relationship, sila rahmi, make dua to Allah. Allah's Nabi was rahmatul lil alameen. He had got wahi from Allah that this is the incident. But yet Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam lifts his hands. He makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala restores and reinstates the health and the eyesight. Such was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find on another occasion, Abu Jahl Whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is performing salah in the haram of Makkah, he decides that today is the end of his life, the end of the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as he approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this sinister pursuit, he goes towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His comrades are watching. They are waiting for this, what they would term as a momentous occasion. And suddenly they saw Abu Jahl backpedal. He moves backwards. And as he moves backwards, they can see he's flushed. His body language is saying something else. He went out like a soldier and now he's returning like a mouse. When they saw Abu Jahl in this condition, they asked him what had happened. He said, as I approached, between me and him was a fire, and from this fire were insects that also possessed fire that was coming from me. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will safeguard you from the hands of people. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. We are sufficient for you against those that make a mockery against you. Walid ibn Mughira was amongst one of the wealthy business people of Makkah, and Allah ta'ala alludes to the wealth that Allah had given him. And not only wealth, Allah had given him an abundance of children. In those days, an abundance of children was a matter of pride for people. Today things have changed. But Allah had given him wealth, Allah had given him children. But then he was harsh against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He heard abuses against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded. But before we go there, one important aspect we should remember. Turning the pages of the Quran, when we read the story of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, inna lanaraka fi dalalim mubin. When we read the story of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, inna lanaraka fi safaha, that they people had abused them and the people had made a mockery of them. The people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam said that you are deviated, you are gone astray. You are calling towards the one Allah. And this is the natural thing that happens, that when a person does not accept the message of Allah, then right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right. And a person that is now the fountainhead of hidayat, the fountainhead of guidance, they began to say to him, to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, that you are deviated, you are gone astray, you are wayward. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي ضَلَالَ. Allah Ta'ala compelled the Nabi himself, and Allah Ta'ala made it the responsibility of the Nabi himself to respond to his people that I am not wayward. I haven't deviated. I'm not astray. And similar with Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, that he had to tell his people that I am not a foolish person. They couldn't understand the difference between intelligence and foolishness anymore. But when it came to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever abuses that were hurled against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself responded. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun. Allah Ta'ala said, by the ni'mat of Allah, you are not majnoon. They said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become insane, wa na'udhu billah. Allah Ta'ala responded, wa ma sahibukum bi majnoon. Allah Ta'ala's response on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always there in the defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now going forward, Walid ibn Mughira, when he heard these abuses against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded. And when Allah ta'ala responded, Allah multiplied the harshness against him, that for one abuse, Allah Rabbul Izzat used 10 harsh words against him. وَلَا تُطِعِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ First, Allah Ta'ala called him a mukadhib. A person that denied the truth, denied Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. A verse later, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ عُتُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٍ. And Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْ كَانَ ذَا مَالٍ وَبَنِينٍ, that because of the fact that Allah had given him wealth, Allah had given him children, he had become so arrogant. But look at the words, وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ, that do not follow. Number one, this person is not worthy of any form of leadership whatsoever. He may have the wealth, he may have the social standing, but he will never come a good precedence for others to follow. حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ, Allah Ta'ala says, a debased, a disgraced person that persists in taking oaths. Only that person will take an abundance of oaths who knows not only the people he speaks to, the addressee will not believe him, and that is why he's taking the oath, but sometimes he's not going to believe himself. And in order to convince somebody that I'm not a liar, that person is going to persistently take oaths, and Allah Ta'ala says he was debased, he was disgraced in that. Hammazin, Masha'im binamim. Allah Ta'ala said he is a slanderer. He is a person that slanders others, and secondly, he carries tales from one person to another. Even if it be the truth, nobody wants to know that they are gossipers. Nobody wants to know that they are tale carriers. And Allah Ta'ala is now opening up the debasing, the bad qualities of this person. مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ. Leave the fact that he himself doesn't do any good. He is مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ. He stops others from doing good. مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. And he is absolutely transgressive. He is deeply drowning in sin. Utullim ba'da dhalika zanim. Thereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that he is utul, he is a person that can never be trusted, and he is despised by one and all. One abuse against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the response from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Brothers and friends, we find that in his life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protected him. This is just the Makki life. In Medina, there was different attempts on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We won't go into all of that. Then we find, despite the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself had taken the responsibility and the guarantee of safeguarding our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the response of Sahaba? Once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is seated on the minbar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu delivers his discourse, his talk. And then somebody asked him, Amirul Mu'mineen, who was the bravest amongst the Ashabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Who was the person that was most brave amongst the Sahaba? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, without any hesitation, without thinking twice, he said that was none other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And then he begins to describe the incident. It is known to us, I won't go into the incident in itself, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was being assaulted by the Quraysh of Makkah in the haram, it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that stood up. And he protected and he defended Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take it further. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the hijrah. Now, generally we will find that the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always walk in a manner in which they would show respect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one thing for sure, that they would avoid walking in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to be behind. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr is walking, and sometimes he walks on the right hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then a few moments would pass, a few steps forward, he would go to the left hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and unprecedentedly, sometimes he would leap forward in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sometimes he would go behind and walk behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he observed this behavior of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There seemed to be some desperation on his face, and he said, Abu Bakr, why are you doing this? This is my observation. You're walking on my right hand side, you're walking on my left, and then you sometimes come in front of me, you go behind. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot help it. But there are times when I feel that the enemy, this is the hijrah. There's a price on the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They know very well the dangers that now lie ahead. That I feel sometimes that the enemy may be on your right hand side. And then sometimes the thought comes that I may be mistaken, it is on the left hand side. So I come to your left. And sometimes I think maybe they're waiting in ambush. So I come in front of you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes I feel there may be an attack from behind. And then I go behind. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he said this, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be rest assured Abu Bakr, Allah ta'ala will protect us till we reach Madinah Tayyibah. Brothers and friends, we have this responsibility, and really, Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst others, but he became more famous because he would compose stanzas of praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the name of Hassan bin Sabit became synonymous to praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But once, on one occasion, he said, مَا إِن مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي وَلَكِن مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That you may think that I am praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my words, but that is not the fact. The fact is that when I speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my words become praiseworthy. I am not praising him. Allah has praised him abundantly. And this is how you and I as an ummah going forward and our responsibility to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be. That we are in no way able to protect the integrity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But probably we may protect our own integrity and our own honor by understanding the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu narrates a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jami' al-Saghir. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَى ثَلَاثِ خِصَالِ. Imbue, inculcate in your children three meticulous habits. Now, before we do this to our children, we ourselves have to think about ourselves. He's addressing the Sahaba. The Sahaba had these three habits. So he's saying to the Sahaba that do not hold these three habits within yourself, but you'll have to pass it on to your children. What are these three khisal? What are these three habits or three characteristics? One is Hubbin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go on and disseminate to them and transmit to them and teach them about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is part of our iman. The feelings we get when people are blasphemous against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also part of our iman. But there are times when we as an ummah, we need to know when to be proactive and how to be proactive rather than continuously being reactive. If we as an ummah understand the position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we could change the space of the surface of this earth. When we look into history, we will find, take the battle of Badr. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. He's saying, I am standing in the battle and on both sides, my left and my right, are two young boys. Mu'adh and Mu'awwidh, both of them the sons of Afara. And they are asking me, oh uncle, show us who's this Abu Jahl. They were Ansari, Sahaba. They were born and brought up in Medina. They had no idea what Abu Jahl had looked like. So Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, actually before that he makes a statement, when I saw two young boys, Allah make raham, I'm gone. I don't have people on my side that is going to be able to protect me, defend me. But these two boys are asking for Abu Jahl. I ask them, what do you want to do with Abu Jahl? Listen to the words. We heard that he was the one that abused our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the one that abused our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, think about it. How does two young boys know their parents and others taught them about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then the incident is known that they brought Abu Jahl down, one cut the leg, and Hazrat Mu'awwidh ibn Afra radiallahu ta'ala anhu became shaheed in the battle of Badr, a young sahabi. But the fact is, how did he know what was Abu Jahl's response to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was told and he learned this beautiful seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's an incident of a tabi'i telling his father, oh my father, a sahabi, that you speak so glowingly about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is my witness that if I lived in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would have not allowed his feet to touch the ground. I would have carried him on my shoulders. The father looks at the son and he says, possibly we didn't do that, my son, but we took his words to the discovered world. Brothers, people who were deadly enemies of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read this Mubarak seerah and it changed their lives. They became Muslims and the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So going forward, you and I, we need to introspect and we need to take stock. What is my position with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How do I fare in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? One is the sunnah, to put it in a nutshell, insofar as our identity as Muslims are concerned. Am I identifying myself as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? One is insofar as my dealings are concerned. Am I identifying myself when I deal with someone, they see the way I deal. We are proud Muslims when we speak about the people of the East, whether it was Indonesia or Malaysia and the other countries and the African continent, accepted Islam and they saw the dealings of the Muslims. That brought them to Islam. How many people have I turned away from this deen of Islam and from Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of my dealings, because of my akhlaq, because of the way I carry on? So to complete that hadith very quickly, teach your children the one, hubbi nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa hubbi ahli baytihi radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. The second is teach them the love of the ahli bayt, the family, the wives, the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number three, wa qira'atil Quran, teach them not only to read the Quran, teach them to understand the Quran. If we read about their lives, we speak about their lives, we read the Quran, we study it, we send our children to the appropriate institutions, inshallah, we ourselves become ambassadors of deen, ambassadors of the sunnah, and others see our akhlaq, they will begin to change their view with regards to this beautiful deen of Islam and the beautiful akhlaq, character and personality of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq.